Hey, yo, 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 we back again. Everyday life with Rook and Fino. We back like we never left. What's going on with you, OG?
Coolin', how you doing today?
Man, you already know I'm feeling pretty damn good, man. You know,
We got some
special people here with us today,
you know.
Kicking off another podcast, another Sunday. We rocking and rolling, trying to get people started with their commute, you know, get them going.
So how was your week this week?
Oh, it was lit. Whole lot of grinding, whole lot of, you know, just staying down and inventive stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of productive things going on, so, you know, that's what we were doing.
So you had your creative juices going this week.
Yeah, they were flowing, bro.
Okay, I like to hear that.
They were moving, man. You already know.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got some special people in the building, though, man. We here with Miss Keisha Manns, CEO. Yeah, that sound good, don't it? When you're here, we got this CEO on your name. And you're black, man, it means something, you know what I mean? CEO, you know.
Of Grand Central Station. That's her right there.
Word up.
Yes.
That's how we go.
And she got her butters right here, live and direct for everybody.
Yeah, let's go, man. We kicking it off, another segment, Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, let's go. We back, Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. We here with Miss Keisha Manns, and she has some exquisite butters, beard butters, all kind of butters for you, man. So, Miss Keisha, man, let the people know what you got going on, you know.
How y'all doing? Thank y'all for the opportunity to come on here and give me a little bit of publicity.
Hey, we blessed to have you.
I appreciate
that's right,
it.
That's right.
So, what I got with me right here is my Rose Tips Facial Serum. It's for preventing premature aging, fine lines, wrinkles. Brightens your complexion, gives your skin more even tone, and also great for moisturizing.
Okay,
that's
this
amazing.
Right here is just a vanilla body butter. You use it in place of lotion. A little goes a long way. Once you're out the shower, take a little bit and just rub it on.
Oh, that's crazy.
And what? Feel like a baby's butt.
Okay, and what does it do? You know, what does it help with?
Okay, so it's all natural. Everything is plant-based, vegan, organic. The base of it is raw shea butter.
Okay.
In that I have raw cocoa butter, mango butter, lots of good oils that are healthy for your skin that won't cause breakouts, like olive, coconut, grapeseed.
That's what I was going to say. That sounds like some healthy stuff.
Yeah, vegetable glycerin, a bunch of good stuff in here. It's good for eczema, any kind of minor skin irritation, cuts, burns, scrapes, abrasions, anything like that. If you got any kind of darkness, uneven skin tone,
yeah,
you use this over a period of time and it'll help to even that out for you. And it's great for like feet,
fly.
All your rough spots, elbows, knees, black neck.
Hey, man, hey, a lot, what you say? Say it again.
Black neck.
That black neck, man. Look, y'all running around with that rust neck. You make sure you go pick up some of that. Know a lot of y'all got that rusty neck.
Also, I got my,
one go
of my
get
most
that.
Popular products is the Lemon Lush sugar scrub. It's good for exfoliating, getting that rough, dead skin off. And it's got a lot of really good oils to help replenish your skin once you exfoliate. So this is real hot right now.
That's what's up.
This is the beard butter. Oh. It's good for splotchiness, thickness, fullness. It promotes growth. It promotes healthy skin under your beard. So if your skin is healthy, then your beard can grow nice and full and thick like you wanted to.
I need some of that right there. I'm definitely gonna shop with you today.
That's on me.
That's on. see, this is how it happens. I'm blessed. Thank you for real. Cause like I'm gonna need some of this.
And the last thing I got is this all natural flaxseed gel for girls that want to rock the wash and goes, the braid outs, the twist outs. The natural hair for, you know, if you got curly hair, it'll help that. If your hair doesn't curl, it's not gonna make it curl. It's not a miracle drug.
Okay.
If you got the kind of hair that waves and curls and all of that, this will definitely define it. It won't leave it hard or flaky. It's no alcohol, no sulfates or anything to dry your hair. It actually has some moisturizers in it for your hair, so it's real good.
You're definitely the real deal, man. Like this is the truth right here.
Now, how much is a bottle?
A lot of healthy ingredients in here.
Yeah, this is $8. 8 ounces, $8.
Okay.
Oh, that's, man, that's dope. That's very. I'm telling you, that's very cost efficient right there. Believe that.
I think so.
Yeah. Heck yeah. And I got my beard butter.
Smell it. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. Stand me. Yeah. Let me take this thick mask off, man. Man, come on now. Smell it, bro. You can't get them.
Smell like heaven.
I share
with you. Oh, you gonna share with me? Oh, okay. Oh, you got one?
Okay, man, look at my
life. Hey, look, yeah, hey, man, I like you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Hey, you know I really appreciate you being here, and I just want to get into a couple questions that the people get to know who you are. You know what I mean? So, you know, where were you born?
Martinsville.
Oh, so you were 276, baby.
Yeah, I grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, but I was born here.
Got you. Okay. Got you. Got you. So you just came on back. Mm-hmm. That's major. That's major. Is it time consuming mixing your ingredients? Because you said a lot of ingredients. And like, well,
actually, the mixing of the ingredients isn't time consuming. It's the other processes that go into it. Yeah. To complete, you know, the butter to help it reach its perfection. So, but the mixing, it's not too bad.
Oh, that's dope. Do you, you know, I think we all tend to have these, so I gotta ask you this question, man. Just keep it G with you. Do you have any haters or copycats? Anybody that's copying, like, you know, you see your style that anybody trying to come up with. It's like, oh, that's me. Like, I wrote that.
You know, small town, you might see a few duplicates.
There
I'll
you
say
go.
That.
There you go.
As far as haters, I'm not sure that I have any. I've not heard anything. So if they hating, they hating from afar.
Exactly,
so.
Man. You can't pay no attention to anybody else when they talking anyway, when you moving.
The love has been real, though.
That's I don't see why you should get any hate anyway. Anybody should get any hate, because it's amazing right here. Like, you really helping your people out. Beard butters. Mm-hmm. Man, my shit out here thick like that. My shit gonna be thick. Boom.
Yeah, you got to use it every day. So after you wash your face, while your face is still damp, just take a little bit, rub it on there. Whatever you do, brush it, finger pick it, whatever you do.
Go crazy.
And then just let it go once a day. I say in the morning, because in the nighttime, the pillow gonna soak up all the goodness.
Oh, she's gonna take all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So sheesh.
Once a day in the morning is what I recommend.
I'm ecstatic.
So what inspired you to start your business?
So I had this friend. Okay. That was trying to grow a beard. So we're into all natural, you know, holistic stuff. We're not big on chemicals and stuff like that. So he's like, man, find me something so I can get my beard together. So I just started researching a few things. Got in the lab, the butter factory. Came up with it. Had to do a little tweaking, you know, but after a little while, I came up with my formula. So it works pretty good.
Okay. Now, do you have a brick and mortar, or do you have a website that people can go and buy your stuff?
So right now I don't have a website. It's coming soon.
Okay.
I just got to get everything in order. I want to be prepared for the influx, because okay. It's coming.
Yeah. Take your time. It's going to come.
Right now I'm just no brick and mortar. I'm in the butter factory at the house in my kitchen.
Hey, okay. Right in the trap.
So they can hit you up on Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook.
Yes. Facebook, okay.
Keisha
Mann. Spell that for us.
KeeshaManns.
Okay, all right. Now, what kind of advice would you give an up-and-coming entrepreneur?
My personal experience is I felt like I had a good product or whatever, but I was scared to take that first step.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, say, I'm going to do this, going to take all my resources and just put it into it and just, you know, hope for the best. So if you have something, a vision, an idea, a dream, or anything, I say just go with it. Be smart, though. Try to make sure, you know, you're... income is more than your outgoing.
Believe that, man.
You know, just try to make sure, keep up with all your inventory, your customers reply within 48 hours. You know,
staying on top of your business.
Customer service, great, great, great customer service. So, you know, as far as our community, I'll say,
definitely.
Sometimes we're not the best at customer service.
Okay.
But, you know, anything that's new is going to take some work, so just try to focus on customer service. We're big on customer service, even if the product is not great. If I got great customer service, then I'm okay.
You're going to be good. Yeah, like, I think that's the thing with everybody. Like, you know, if your customer service is great, you're going to have returning customers. Like,
you got to treat
your people right, man.
Mm-hmm.
You treat your people right, and they feel exclusive. They coming right back to you. So
right.
Definitely. That's going to be crazy.
So what are your future plans for your business?
I do want to either have my own shop or get into a building or something, maybe get on some shelves, Target, Walmart.
Okay.
You know,
it's going to happen.
Sephora. I just want to blow, that's all.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Okay. Keep that faith.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to lighten it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, shake it up a little bit.
Hold up.
Okay. Okay, this is my first question. What do you prefer with your pinto beans? Biscuits or cornbread?
Either one, really, but I prefer cornbread with a little raw onion chopped up, maybe some chow chow.
Okay, okay.
She said chow chow.
My mama make that.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You hear that? Connecticut world.
Yeah. That's right.
It's my roots.
That's right. That's right.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's, or Raising Cane's?
I don't know what Raising Cane's is.
I'm going to tell y'all what Raising Cane's is.
Oh, okay.
If you like chicken tenders, you won't love Raising Cane's. They some good. They good.
Where they at?
They out, you know, like going south. They out going west.
Okay, got you.
You know what I'm saying?
You
going to love Raising Cane's. So,
for this area, I'll say Zaxby's.
Oh, we ain't even got no Zaxby's.
Greensboro.
Greensboro got the Zaxby's.
Monsville
brings Zaxby's. Man, I've been mad at Zaxby's, boy. I'm mad at Zaxby's.
That Zax sauce.
That Zax sauce is true, though.
Oh, yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth.
Zax sauce.
Okay, if you could rub your butter on one of these men, which one would you choose? We got Morris Chestnut, Idris Elba, or Shamar Moore?
I'm going with Idris. All day.
You're rubbing from head to toe. Oh, Lord. Okay. After a long day.
Lord, have mercy.
What do you prefer to unwind? A massage, a long bubble bath, or to get your back blowed out?
D, all of the above.
Oh, Lord. All day.
That's what we like, man. The guest is gonna come on here and keep this shit gangster, man. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay, you might have a little sweet tooth, you know what I'm saying? Cause I do, you know. Would you prefer a red velvet cake, a pound cake, or a honey bun cake for your birthday? That's a hard choice, eh?
I don't like red velvet, so we're gonna take that one out. I'm gonna say like a lemon pound cake.
Okay. Alright.
Red velvet hurt me to my heart. I love red velvet cake.
I don't do red velvet.
Okay. If you're sad and blue and you need something to listen to, would you put on Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys, or Beyonce?
Never Beyonce.
Ooh.
Out of Mary and Alicia, I'm old school. I'm going to go with Mary.
Okay. All right. Now, if you're trying to get in the mood, if you just laying back, you know, you and your man, what you trying to hear? Jeremiah, Miguel, or Bruno Mars?
R. Kelly.
What?
What did she say? She said R. Kelly.
She said R. Kelly.
Man, I'm done. Oh. I'm done.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Because really, like, all this, like, that Jeremiah and Miguel, that's not my speed.
I'm 44
years old.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, man, I wanted to give it a little.
You can't have that, well, that R. Kelly.
Okay, so.
Keep it, G. Let's get it. Let's get it.
How about that? We're going to not be controversial. Who? I'm going to say Joe or Avant.
Okay.
You can be controversial if you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
But Avant. Yeah, we'll go for it.
Okay. Okay, when you get that first $1 million, what you going to buy? A car, a house, or some land? You hear the question, right?
The first million?
Okay, yeah, when you get that first million.
So I got to choose from that?
Yeah. Well, you can put your out, hey, or D, whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? This is the first million, you know.
You
got to think wiser with that first meal, boy. Run it up and be gone.
Couple investments.
Sheesh.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Probably if I don't have a house, then definitely a house.
Okay.
With the land to go with it.
Oh, yeah. You want
Okay. This is a stupid question. I see. But you team iPhone or team Android?
iPhone.
This your last question. But this for all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have your scarf, a bath slash shower, or a snack before you go to bed?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Do you have to have your scarf?
My head wrap? Look at this.
Yeah, that scarf.
I don't use a head wrap, sir.
Okay, all right. Or a bath slash shower, or a snack before you go to bed?
A shower and a snack.
Okay.
That's a must. Hell yeah.
Something.
It might be a banana. It got to be something, man. You got to be animal crap. It can be something.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. But that concludes what we got for you today, but keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you get a little slow, you know what I'm saying, keep on going anyway.
Yeah, I didn't have too many questions for you, but I did just want to give you a piece of motivation, like, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever inspired you and made you do this, keep going. Don't stop. I don't care how hard it gets, it's always light at the end of the tunnel. You already know this, because I feel like that you got a persevering mind, like you ain't gonna let nothing stop you anyway, but keep going, man. This is amazing. Ain't nobody doing it like this. And you got our full support, so you know, you gave us this, but we still gonna shop with you, so.
I appreciate that, man.
And we appreciate you having you here, and we wanna have you on again. Anytime you wanna come back, anything new you got going on, and you wanna bring it back, bring it on over here. We ain't tripping off nothing. We gonna put it out there for you.
I appreciate the love, y'all.
Now, do you got Cash App?
It's 276, man. You know it's gonna be love.
Okay, now what's your Cash App?
Cash App is LovelyLox01. LovelyLox is LovelyLox01.
Okay, now do you have any other ways that they can pay you? You know what I'm saying? Like if you got, what's the other ones, you know?
So, you can do through Messenger on Facebook.
Okay.
Venmo or Zelle, or there's always good old Cash.
Okay, good old Cash.
Did
y'all hear that now?
We get that paper.
Get that paper, you know what I'm saying?
Let me get the money.
And what's the name of your business again?
Well, I'm doing a collab. I'm Grand Central Station and Butters by Keisha.
Grand Central Station and Butters by Keisha.
Now what is that about?
Let's get it.
Well, Grand Central Station, is I have a partner, Sonny.
Okay.
This is all the stuff we do on the back right here.
Okay.
And he does fire sticks as well.
Shout out to Sonny.
The fire stick guy, yes.
Oh, the fire stick guy. Okay.
Shout out to Sonny. Yeah, okay. Yeah, good dude. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Great guy right there. So shout out to Sonny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You already know how we coming. This concludes our segment with you, Miss Keisha Manns, and your empire of butters.
Empire,
you already know
we
coming,
right,
man. Everyday life of Brook and Fino. Let's go. You already know what it is, man. This everyday life with Brook and Fino, man. Hey, look, who is that? I think that's my boy. That's my boy. Look, we're at Hilton's Wood and Grill, you understand me? My boy Josh, I think this nigga on the way over here with some plates. Huh? We get VIP tripping in the smoke.
Wings,
what?
For you. That's a smoked meatloaf.
Oh,
okay.
That's bad.
Okay.
Hold
now
up.
I gotta get you guys some utensils. Hold tight for me.
Oh, that's crazy.
You see this shit?
These are perks, man. You understand me? These is the perks, man. We got a whole, man, what is this? Chicken
got that
bread.
Meatloaf.
That's macaroni like salad.
Got some Taylor salad.
Meatloaf with the bread. Hey, come on, man. Hilton's Wood and Grill, man.
Come by here.
Y'all come and get y'all some food. Quit playing. I can't wait to cud bring me these damn forks. I've been wanting some of that potato salad anyway.
You want some of that potato salad?
Yeah, I've been wanting some potato salad. Shit good as hell, y'all. And it ain't the white folk potato salad, boy. It ain't the pale one. It ain't the pale one. You know that pale potato salad.
I was just looking at the food. It looked good. That's
you
shit.
Want, I'm going to let you eat.
Tell you. You better know how we coming. Big dog, man. Right. I went to school with bro, man. Madden Vista High alumni, man. Believe that.
Even back in the day from the sandbox, Parks and Recreation.
Yeah,
days,
Parks and Rec,
man.
Come on, man. We go back like four flats on the Cadillac.
Yeah, right.
You understand me? In the penitentiary trying to get waved.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Potato salad. That's it. If the potato salad on point, you're good to go.
Look, that was the only worry because we ain't practiced this before. But if that's the hit, we got to wait for Rook, though. Let's see.
No, I said it was good.
That's the one?
Yeah, everything good.
Just the one right here. Look, man, what made you start this? What made you get all of this going? We're going to jump right into it. Like, what made you get this going right now?
It was a progression. It was one of those things that I was working in restaurants up in Maryland, Salisbury for the most part. And my dad had the idea. He built the custom grips you see behind the food truck all the time. He built that by hand. And he wanted to get his own thing started, and not to mention it was just the market around here was so rich, considering that this is Martinsville, so we have the Speedway. You have 45 minutes away, we have Greensboro, Winston, any of that. So, you know, you can go around and make money. One thing with a restaurant was this, you have to sit and wait for the money to come up.
Yeah.
Food truck, you can go and get it.
Yeah.
So it was nothing was bad about the idea to go.
Common sense.
Yeah, and it was, and you don't have all the answers started. And you never will. But you gotta start and keep figuring out and rolling with it from there. So that's kind of what transpired from there.
Yeah.
And it's like as you go through the motions, just try to be more efficient, see what's really working, how things are going. And this was a goal. Can't say it was always planned. Because you never know, man. Like, hey, look, you don't know if some stuff gonna work or not.
Now what is the address here?
3 and bear me one moment.
Man, I seen an accent there.
No, you good, man.
Well, I got a question for you. How long have y'all been here?
We've been in this location for a little bit over a year.
Okay.
And it was we had a tough time in going into this location.
Okay.
It should have been prime considering everything before 2020.
Yeah.
But considering how things are going now, it's like,
are you finding it? Are you finding it like hard to maintain, like, you know, customers running through because of COVID? Because when the Rona hit, the Rona changed everything. You know what I mean? You keep that shit all the way G, because a lot of things have changed within the past, you know, 9 months, 6 months.
Well, yeah, a lot of things have changed. But again, too, change is nothing new for us.
Yeah.
We've been through this before.
Yeah.
It's never been a silver spoon or not having to start from ground zero. So, like, change is constant.
That's right.
And sometimes
you better know it.
Sometimes it's when we're at our best.
That's a great answer right now.
Say it again. That's when we come alive.
That's it. It's, you know, it's level of playing ground there.
Now, yeah. do y'all cater events?
Absolutely. Man, we can cater any events up to, you know, 400 people and... You know, okay. Beyond that, there's something we can discuss to make sure we can make it happen.
Okay.
But, you know, we want to know ahead of time. And another thing I will say, since we had touched on the corona, this is, things have been, we're here.
Yeah.
Things are going well. But it's not ideal for what we had planned to be and where we wanted to be at this point. But there's been some adjustments.
It's the adjustment,
And it's going to be a lot better coming forward. And it's going to be a lot of growth and a lot of better things coming forward. But now, 2020, no different than anybody else. We're going to get through it and make something better on the other side.
Bro, okay. you keep making it meatloaf and eat chicken like you. I don't know who's doing it, macaroni salad, but it's potato salad. But boy, you keep doing that.
Y'all, I can't in good conscience take credit for that. That's my dad.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, shout out to OG Joe.
And look, I can make it. Let's be clacking, but
he put his foot in.
That's all him.
For sure. Pop. Yeah, you gotta give it. Yeah, man. You gotta give it up for Pop.
I gotta give credit when credit due.
Gotta give it up for
so,
Pop.
So, what is y'all signature dish or y'all specialty?
I think the best thing that our signature. It's tough because I can't have anything I'd say that's not good. But of course, I would say that because it's ours.
Yeah.
But the chicken.
Yep. Okay.
The smoked chicken and it goes down to the preparation of the chicken from, like, you know, from hand washing every piece.
Okay.
To burning little hairs off the chicken, whatnot, throwing away broken bones, because a lot of times it's broken chicken or beaten. It's just the quality of the simple steps when it comes to get it done.
Okay.
And it's not always timely to get it because, man, you can't rush nothing that good. And if things ain't right, then we won't serve. Until it is right.
That's gangster. That's respect. That's respect, man.
Now, do y'all have a website?
Well, we have a Facebook page. Websites. Oh. That's another thing that was in the making before 2020 came.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, we have been running the food truck for a while. And Facebook was sufficient. But then it comes to a point for a website. And that's one of the different steps as you go through the business.
Okay,
And
this is a growing business. You know, you're still in your stages. You're still growing. You learn.
Exactly. Yeah. And you learn, and then you undoing from some of the stuff people told you to listen to. from listening to some of the wrong folks, from some of the wrong guidance, you kind of re-breaking some old bones and resetting the right way.
Okay.
a website will be coming up, but not as of yet. But the Hilton Woodcook and Grill is coming up on Facebook. You can get us on there.
Okay.
You can contact us at any time. That'll be the most updated menu. But with everything going on with COVID and the new restaurant coming with COVID too, like it's timing wasn't perfect, but it was perfect.
Hey, look, man, I wanted to say, like, shoot, it was important that we came and highlighted you. Man. You feel me? Because you're a young man.
Yeah.
You have your business. Nobody was planning for COVID-19 to come.
Right.
Nobody was prepared for 2020. So, you know, you like everybody else, the millions of other people with businesses, small businesses.
Yeah.
You're just trying to keep it, you know what I mean? You're just trying to work it out, trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? And that's all it is, bro. Respect to you for not folding yet. Because it's so... Look at all these companies that have folded.
That's right.
Shit, they didn't shut down. What else shut down? That cornmeal place, man. Some flour, seasoned flour.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you better get all of that. Said so you better get a big bag because we shutting down. Like, they've been making this seasoned flour forever. 2020 hit.
It's a wrap. Fino, you already know, man. Ain't no option. Failure ain't option. Success is just a process. Failure ain't an option. Success is a process.
Definitely.
That's right.
And it's just like.
Say it again, bro.
Man, I can't. What am I going to do? Work for somebody else?
Fuck no. I can't do it, man.
Not at this point.
No.
Now we know what to do, and we know we can do better. It's all about putting pieces together, and at the end of the day, getting where we need to.
Yeah, I've been nudging him the last couple of weeks. That's, man, we got to go to Hills and Wood Grill.
Yeah, man. He's been adamant about getting down here, man.
We
got
to go to Hills Wood. Because you live, I live right over in Carver, so you ain't... Be nowhere.
We ain't there
for. Nah, you ain't
there from down here.
But you know, we done went the wrong, you know, all the couple. I was like,
yes.
Look, I'll tell you this. Even from how everything started, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's, man, I don't answer no random numbers because I ain't had his number for a second. I said, man, look.
Yeah.
He answered on like the fourth ring.
Yeah, the fourth ring.
So like the fourth ring, like, yo. Yeah. Like, yo, I'm trying to get him. Like, what's going on, man? It was, you know.
I ain't heard the details yet, but
That's my brother from way back. Man. You know what I mean? I grew up and met a lot of good people in my lifetime, man. So, you know what I mean? To see people prospering.
Yeah.
And dealing with life and not buckling, you know what I mean? You got to highlight that.
That I want to highlight too, guys, man. When I say we're dealing with life and not buckling, I've been blessed to have a good crowd, solid squad, a good group of friends around me, a good group of a family. Like, cause none of this went by myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's been a whole lot of help. Been a whole lot of backup. A lot of people forget that and they get sidetracked on, you know, that's where we are right now. It's been a whole lot of help. It's the good help. Not the people that's helped this business, but like it's been a whole lot of good help and a whole lot of people coming through. Even some of the simplest stuff.
I think the people we've talked to, the last couple of interviews and stuff we talked to, the people have been saying, like, you know, me and you said this.
Yeah.
I'm not shit without my team.
That's the truth. If your team ain't no good, you ain't gonna be no good.
You're only as strong as your team. Like, if your team is not strong, you're not gonna make it.
Yeah, because so, you know, we have them off days, we'd be like, man, I'm a.
You might be the one to hit my line like, all right, get up, youngster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He got his solid team and his circle. Hit him like, what you doing, cuz? You gotta get right.
Yeah,
you
know? Like,
Sharia hit you up like, man, you bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
Sharia's like, y'all bullshit.
That's the truth,
though, man.
And when they hit you up and you walk around the house in the slides, like, no, I'm busy, baby. It's like, you're not busy.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
Let's get this done. And that's important.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it for...
And no yes men. No yes men. I cannot have anybody around me who's going to tell me what I want to hear.
Yeah.
That's the problem with a lot of niggas, with a lot of folks.
Yeah.
They got a lot of yes men, people around them that just tell them, like, oh, you doing this? For sure, big bro. Hey, for sure, big bro. You got this shit going, big bro.
You got it,
big bro.
You got it popping.
you got it cracking, bro. Yeah. Hey, bro, you lit, boss. What the? And they ain't telling them the whole time, like, you, this right here that fell over, this right here is draining. You're constantly losing.
Your homeboys ain't telling you everything. It's like, man, I take it any day of the week for you to come up to me like, oh, Josh, nah, let me holler at you. Let me holler at you. You know, straight up like, let me holler at you.
Yeah, let me holler at you.
What are you doing? What you mean? Oh, I'm out here. Like, nah, you need somebody to check you.
Yeah.
And because if... Man, like people you don't care about, and things you don't care about, you don't address, you don't deal with, you don't pay any attention.
Sure.
But your folks, man, you got obligation. That's what keeps you grounded.
That's right.
And because the reality of it is, when it comes down to helping us get to better positions and get things of our own, man, a lot of people think you got to loan somebody a bunch of money to do something. Nah, man, we don't need that much help. We just need a little support on the back end.
There you go.
Yeah.
Something just keep us going and keep us through the tough times. Just a little push here when things are weak. Man, we've made it this far by ourselves. And this hasn't been easy. We've made it look easy. But a lot of times we want some of the flowers that don't need much water.
There you go, man.
Splash on it every
come
now
on, man.
I like that.
I say that.
Throw a splash on every now and then. We're fine.
Yeah. We're desert babies, man. Yeah. We don't need a lot of water. We don't need a lot of
water,
man. We don't. We good. We get a little rain every now and then. We scrape.
That's all.
That's it, man.
That's all. And just don't need nobody inside taking us down, and we'll be fine. But
man, I'm gonna eat some more.
Hey, Josh, chicken, you know man. What I'm saying? I'm gonna tell the honest truth right here. I just not started eating potato salad probably about 2 or 3 years ago. I ain't ate it all my life. I used to eat the deviled eggs. You know what I'm saying? You know, as kids, you know, your mama throw the deviled eggs out there. And I don't eat everybody's potato salad, Josh. I don't. Man. But this right here is different. I was looking at it. I was like, I don't know about this.
Oh, look at me. See,
that was a good look.
I don't know.
I can tell that it's right
because
it's thick.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Josh? Right. You know, because we don't eat everybody. I eat my mama's.
Yeah.
You know, black folk funny, man.
I'll taste everybody.
You don't give a damn if Tino Putnam, macaroni salad, shit ain't right.
Hey.
People looking at it like, he bit that bitch though. He's like, yeah, that's your own point.
I was waiting for it to kill him. I was like, hold on, don't get that potato salad on camera.
Cause everybody be talking about, hey, wait a minute now.
Shout out to Pops, man.
Hell yeah.
Everything is on point.
I can't eat my whole plate because we gotta talk to bro, so you know what I mean.
Know what I'm
taking everything this home with me. We're gonna put some aluminum foil over
you
there.
Know what
I'm
saying?
Taking it home with
you
me.
You know what I'm saying? And then he came out with the real deal plates like grandma's.
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, look, because today, a day like today, man, and this isn't a
I am going to need on the drink, though, because I ain't had nothing to drink. I'm going to need me a drink.
I got you.
No, not right now. When we get, you know, we can do it, bro. And, we're handling business.
But it's this isn't a traditional plate you get at Hilton's Wood, but a day like today, finally get you guys over here like, no, this is how we eat. The Hilton's eat on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make you a plate like we eat.
That's how
it's the same items you get here, but it's
Yeah, that's a plate at home. That's a home.
Yeah,
that's
a home plate.
It feel like a home plate.
Yeah,
it feel like a home plate.
Cause we got these type plates at home. All black fans got these plates.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, when you see when I say put that aluminum foil over top of, he was like, shit, you about to put that food in that aluminum foil, big enough and wrap it over.
Damn right.
Come on, man. Y'all niggas better know what y'all fucking with. Y'all know this is the real deal. Everyday life of Brooklyn Fino. We everyday folk.
Look,
my grandma's still looking for them plates.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth.
My name's I built up the menagerie with my grandma's plates.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, look, man, this concludes Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. Our interview with Hilton's Wood Grill, the homie, CEO, Josh Hilton, man. We appreciate you having us here.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
And we appreciate the food. We appreciate everything, bro. You already know how we rocking.
Man,
we appreciate your informative mind.
Yeah.
Your thoughts and everything, man. Anything else you got going on, bro, you already know what it is.
Make sure y'all tell them. Make sure they get me back on here again.
We're going to get you back, bro. You already know how we coming.
Appreciate it, man.
Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. Let's go.
Woo!